Ever feel like the national debt is this like this huge-y, scary monster nobody wants to talk about? Well, you're not alone. We're going to be taking a deep dive today into an article from Forbes called It's Unsustainable. Tesla CEO Elon Musk issues serious U.S. bankruptcy, warning amid huge Bitcoin and Dogecoin price surge.
Wow.
And well, let's just get right into it. What
Yeah.
jumped out at you when you read this article?
Well, it's just so interesting how it manages to like connect the national debt,
Yeah.
cryptocurrency, and even like memes.
Right.
It just paints this really vivid picture
Yeah.
of just how like intertwined those seemingly separate worlds really are, you
Yeah.
know?
And at the center of it all,
Yeah.
we have Elon Musk,
Right.
who's issuing this like stark warning. The U.S. debt trajectory is just unsustainable.
Right.
And it could actually lead the country towards bankruptcy.
It's a scary thought.
Yeah. He's not mincing words here. It's a
Yo.
$35 trillion problem. And that's a number that could have a real impact on your everyday life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How so? Well, think about it this way. When the national debt gets really big, it can like fuel inflation,
Oh,
which
yeah.
means everything you buy
Yeah.
gets more expensive.
Right.
It can also push interest rates higher,
Boom,
which
boom.
means borrowing money
Yeah.
for a house or a car becomes more costly.
Okay.
And down the line, it might even lead to cuts in those essential government programs that lots of people rely on.
Wow. Yeah. It's easy to dismiss these massive figures
Right.
when they seem so abstract, but
Yeah.
they do really trickle down and affect us all
They do.
eventually.
Yeah.
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 Now, the article also pointed out that the COVID-19 stimulus packages
Right.
contributed to this mountain of debt.
Yeah.
But what I found really interesting was how some prominent figures are like proposing some really unconventional solutions.
Yeah, like former President Trump.
Yeah.
He had this idea of using Bitcoin
Oh.
to pay off the national debt.
Really?
Yeah, he envisioned creating like a strategic national Bitcoin reserve.
Okay.
So basically, the US government would just hold Bitcoin as a valuable asset, similar to like how it holds gold reserves.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Do you think it could actually work?
It's definitely a controversial idea.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of back and forth about its feasibility and
Yeah.
potential consequences.
Right.
On the one hand, some people argue that holding Bitcoin could provide a hedge against inflation
Okay.
and potentially even stabilize the dollar. On the other hand,
Yeah.
others worry about the volatility of cryptocurrency
Rip.
and the potential for significant losses.
Yeah.
It's a high stakes gamble, to say the least.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking of bold ideas
Yeah.
and risk takers, Elon Musk has a proposal of his own.
Okay.
The Doge Department of Government Efficiency.
A doge.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yes, that Doge is a direct reference to the
All
Dogecoin
right.
cryptocurrency and that adorable Shiba Inu meme we all know and love.
I love that meme.
Now, while the name might sound a little lighthearted,
Yeah.
the goal of this department is anything but.
Right.
Musk believes can get like really streamlined government operations
Okay.
and cut spending by a massive $2 trillion.
Wow.
I think it's really interesting that he's using humor and internet culture
Yeah.
to like bring attention to such a serious issue.
It's a good strategy.
Yeah, it definitely makes you stop and think.
Right.
Could a little bit of laughter actually be a catalyst for positive change in government?
It's an interesting question.
Yeah.
And it also kind of speaks to the influence that figures like Musk have,
Yeah.
not only in finance and tech, but also just like in shaping popular culture.
Right. His endorsement of Dogecoin has definitely played a role in his price surge.
For sure.
And even Mark Cuban has jokingly suggested including Dogecoin in the US Treasury. It's amazing how these digital currencies, once seen as fringe, are now like entering mainstream conversations.
Yeah. It really raises some important questions about the future of money, government spending,
Yeah.
and the role of technology in shaping our financial landscape.
This deep dive has really opened my eyes to the complexities of the national debt
Yeah.
and the wide range of perspectives on how to address it.
For sure.
It's a topic that deserves careful consideration and informed discussion.
Definitely. And it's important to remember that these issues will probably just continue to evolve and impact our lives in ways we can't even fully predict.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So here's something to ponder.
Okay.
Imagine you were tasked with tackling this massive debt.
Wow. Okay.
What approach would you take? Considering the ideas we've explored,
Yeah.
would you embrace radical solutions like Bitcoin?
Hmm.
Or focus on more traditional methods like spending cuts?
Yeah.
It's a question with no easy answers.
Yeah.
But it's definitely one worth wrestling with as we navigate the future of our economy.
I think that's a great point to end on.
Yeah.
A lot to think about.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having me.
It was great to have you.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. That's going to wrap it up for today.
Okay.
Make sure to check back in next week for another deep dive into the most interesting corners of finance and tech.
Sounds good.
We'll see you then.
See ya.
Bye.